Happy December, everybody.
Welcome to episode 108.
It's December!
108!
Wow.
Moving through December gracefully.
With grace.
That's the title of this episode.
You are listening to the Girl Meets Girl podcast, a podcast about choosing happily ever after.
Damn it.
That's right.
Damn it. Girlmeetsgirl.net.
Yes.
Girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
I know. We could. So, we needed to make it a little confusing, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, smart people listen to the podcast.
I think you can figure it out. My name is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And welcome to December. Yes. Moving through December gracefully. Okay. So in this episode, we are going to talk about just
presents.
Yeah. Presents.
And presents.
Presents. Darth Vader has a really commanding presence.
He does.
Like that, right? Use it in a sentence.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. origin of the word
Darth Vader, George Lucas. So you're talking about Latin
origin
Latin,
of the word
old
presence.
English, French,
okay,
oh, like that yeah. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Presence. P R E S C E N C E presence.
Yay!
I love watching those spelling bees. They make me stress out. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, get it. And they're so smart. You know?
I know.
These little people.
Right.
Well, we're little people. These young kids, they're so smart.
Little people. We're not officially little people.
But they ask, like, origin, use in a sentence.
Okay. Wow, you really know your spelling bee, huh?
Whatever. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so this episode, right, moving through December gracefully, we're going to talk about presents, giving, planning to give. Also,
and presents!
Taking care of your immune system, staying healthy. And, you know, this is more like a pep talk and an inspiration for us, for Sienna and myself, because we all, you and I, we both know about how we can help
you
keep
and I
ourselves.
Like me and you, or you and I like us and them.
Both.
Okay.
Both. We just need to hear these things again.
Yes, all the time.
It helps
actually
to
every
stay,
single day.
Yeah, it helps to stay motivated and helps to keep a positive face on it, because even though we know what's good for us, we don't always do it.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping that both you and I and us and them will listen and take to heart what we're talking about in this episode, because it's always better to be healthy rather than sick. Right? Let's get into it. Okay.
Okay, so where are we at? The gifts?
Let's do the gifts first.
Okay. So anyways, each year... Okay, so let me just first say that for people who are practicing... I know that the... people are working on a much tighter budget this year, more than ever, probably for most folks out there. But still, this tip, I think, will be very helpful if you're still planning to be giving gifts this holiday season. Then the best thing to do is to organize your gift list.
Okay. In what fashion?
So what you want to do, and see, this is really something that Toast and I have been doing every year, because both of us are born and raised in Hawaii. All of our family is still in Hawaii. And so we have a ton of gifts to mail back home. So part of the mailing factor is a motivation to get things done early. But between the two of us, we have so much family, and we have so many, between the two of us, little nieces and nephews out there. And Christmas, above all, is so important to them, right? The little ones.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you get things on time, especially for the little ones. So what you want to do when organizing your gift list, is to write in pencil.
Okay.
I know pencil gets a bad rap. People want to write in pen. Okay. Find a pencil you like and use it.
Okay.
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 If you love using a pen, well, then try
make it erasable
a soft
ink. Remember that? Remember,
you know what?
Erasable
but that's
ink.
Crap. That's crap.
Well, do they even make that anymore?
They do. It's Paper Mate. Okay.
They still make it, huh?
Well, it doesn't really erase, for one thing.
Right.
Okay. It's not very satisfying. I don't know. It's just not, it doesn't work for me, because I'm a person that doesn't like pencil. But I've gotten to love the pencil if it's a certain mechanical type, or if it's a number one, because it's a darker lead.
Mm-hmm.
It almost
more
fakes
satisfying,
you out, like it's
right?
a pen.
Yeah.
No, it's a pencil.
More satisfying.
So
more.
Anyways.
That's
just
not
a side
the tip.
Note.
That's not the tip.
But okay, but it's going to help keep you organized because you can erase, and you're going to be erasing. You're going to be, you know, because what you're going to do on this list is, first of all, categorize.
You're not going to erase people's names, not so much. Well, you might.
You might erase people's names, but what you might do is erase your gift ideas. Like, oh no, you know, I actually
I found something
of a better,
better
idea. Yeah. But what you're going to do is first organize it in categories. And some of the categories for you could be to mail. The category, you know, what you have to mail away, and you make your list.
And you concentrate on getting those first.
Yes, you want to get those done first.
Get those out of the gate.
Yes, so that you don't have to pay extra shipping charges just to try and get it there on time. And now we're really talking about for the little ones, because they want to get it on time, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, and some people say, no, it's great to get them late because it's like Christmas, extended Christmas. I'm not all into that. I want it on time. So I'm a little kid wanting it on time. Okay. But anyways, so all the people you need to mail to. Okay. And then later what you're going to do with that list is then you're going to organize it by family and addresses. This might be so anal for some people out there who like to just go ahead and shop without even really having a list. But anyway, some
just
of you might want to be
for us.
Organized. So then you're going to do it by address, you know, and households, like where you're going to mail it to. And then you'll organize it by those groupings, you know. So
meaning like
one
centralized type of gift of perhaps like a food item or set of towels or something for one household?
No,
is
no,
that what
no,
you mean?
No, no. I mean like if you're brainstorming and you're writing like mom, dad, Gina, oh, Carrie, and then you're like, oh, yeah, grandma. But grandma lives with mom and dad. You wrote grandma on the towards the bottom, right? You want them closer to mom and dad because then you're going to categorize like, okay, those I need to mail those three gifts in one box.
Okay.
Okay. So that'll be like, you know, whatever street they live on or whatever.
And also, too, in that same, following that same thinking, what we've done is mail all the gifts, let's say, to your brother.
Because yes, they can be Santa and deliver.
Right, because your brother and his family lives in the same town as your mom.
Right.
So that way you just need to mail one
saves
package.
Saves money.
And saves you wrapping.
It does. So anyways, okay, so that's one category. Who you have to mail to.
Okay.
Okay. Then another... Another category is the people here. The people wherever you live... Who you're going to see, who you normally exchange gifts with, you know, those, that's a whole other category. Okay. And then with that category, then you break that category down to, say the people that, you want to honor in a large material way.
Okay.
And then the people that, you just want to show appreciation in a maybe smaller token type of way.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so you want to categorize that because, you know, so your paper might be split up in three categories or four or whatever. And then you know that this top category, which might be the ones that you want to honor in this bigger, you know, material way, then you know that, okay, these are going to take a little more time.
To decide on.
And that's
what
the list.
What you mean decide what to give them and go shopping and pick something out that's just for them.
Yes.
Right.
And so that's the little list you want to keep on your person. You want to keep that in your wallet. Should you decide like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to go stop off and go shop over here. Or if, say, you know, something's going on at your work and they're having like a craft sale or something, you have a list to work off
of. Or you just happen to see something's on special.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's a really good bargain. I wonder if that would be appropriate for somebody on my list. Let me see.
Hmm. Yeah, you whip out your list.
This would be good for Doug.
Right.
Boom, you took care of something and it was just on your way to somewhere else.
Yes, so. Because a lot of times, like one of the really wasteful things is when you're just out there for the good deal and you're you don't know who it's going to. Right. I mean, you're just like, oh my God. And you're just buying. And then you're like, oh, I already got a gift for that person.
Right.
And
yeah,
so all
that
stuff. So you want to have that list on your person. And then however you break up the rest of it, you know, one category might be food gifts. You know, if you're a baker every year, then that category would be your food gift people, and all of that. And then now another category would be cards. People who you exchange cards with, people who always give you a card and give you like their holiday newsletter.
Right.
You know, you get a lot of the newsletters. Right. But you want to have your card list so you know how many cards to buy. That's one thing. We highly advise to send if you're pressed for time, send a photo card, okay? Because you sign your name, put good intentions, and it's out the door. You know, sometimes there's
and it's
pressure.
Personalized.
We have a heater on right now, and it's kind of smelling like someone's cooking. Am I cooking here?
You're not cooking.
Do you smell like
really?
Something baking?
Let me take a whiff. Hold on.
Do you smell like something baking or something?
Okay. I don't. Must be the neighbors.
Maybe my dress is cooking.
No. It's a chocolate color, but
tell me if it's on fire. It's not. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, so those are. I might have explained that kind of in a confused way. But
No. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people do a form of that, especially mm-hmm. like maybe the card thing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I mean, this whole episode is about, okay, let's do it.
Yes.
So sit down and do it.
So that might really help. And as soon as you finish your entire gift lists, you know, all of your different lists, then start brainstorming, you know, what do you want to get for these people? Start writing it down on the side. And then what you want to do, okay, is you get another piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, you start brainstorming the stores. So say if you're going to be going to Borders, you write Borders at the top. And then you write all the different people who you want to get something from Borders for. Okay, so that's your Borders list. And you know, okay, I'm going to Borders. Say if you want to go to the candle shop down the street, you know, the little gift shop down the street that sells candles and knickknacks and stuff. You write the candle shop and you write all the people who you think you might be able to find something for there. So that when you go to the candle shop, then you know who to look for. That really, really helps. And keep this little list nearby because you never know when something will strike and you'll go, oh yeah, that's perfect for so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then another tip is to have, you know, when you do what we just spoke about, when you do find those bargains, you know, that are pretty applicable to a lot of different kinds of people and it fits many different tastes, you might want to have several of those on hand for unexpected gifts, but also for like hostess gifts, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. for the parties that you'll be attending. And I did want to share with you an incredible, incredible bargain. I saw this in Oprah magazine. And if you go to the website, sistersgourmet.com, and you look at their cookie kits, you will see these fabulous gourmet ready-to-bake cookie sets where they're just so beautifully wrapped. And I am just a lover of anything beautiful. And it's basically a glass jar with all the layered ingredients to make cookies. Not just any cookies, gourmet cookies.
All the dry ingredients.
Yes. So it's a glass jar with like, I don't know, maybe there's sugar. Then there's like brown sugar. Then there's your flour. And then there's your butterscotch chips. And then there's some oats in there if it's an oatmeal cookie, you know. And it's just so beautifully layered. There's a vibrant colored paper covering on the jar, a wonderful ribbon, and all you need to do, now this is not for the vegan folks, okay, Toast and I are actually not buying this, but for people who are
omnivores,
yes, we have to share this deal because it's incredible. So all you have to do is add eggs and butter and you've got your cookies. And most people who
and an oven
Yeah. And most people have, you know, people who are non-vegan people. And most people
Most of the world couldn't give a rat's ass about being vegan.
Most people have eggs and butter on hand. So this is a great gift. And online, you'll see the kits for like $12 and up. But if you go there and you enter the code OPRA, you get them for $10 each. And not only that, but free shipping.
Okay. So when we saw that deal, or when Sienna saw that deal, she thought of you.
Yes, because it's beautiful. Okay. If anyone gets these and tries them, tell me how they taste. Because they look so good. And I think you and I, Toast, should probably make a vegan style one. Because look at how beautiful it is.
I know. You're just so in love with the packaging. Yeah? I love the presentation of it.
I love it. Okay.
That's good. That's good.
So that. And then, so another thing. Okay, so now you have your list. You have all your gift ideas. You have your store gift list. You know where to go, what to get, for who to get. Now, if you start early, what you can do, and this is if you don't save up all year and put a Christmas budget aside, which is like many of us, we don't do that. What you want to do is just shop a little every single week. And that saves you the stress of shopping the week of Christmas. Or even just the 2 weeks prior to Christmas. Or for some people, Christmas Eve, you're nuts. So just plan to do a little each week before Christmas. And what that also helps is your pocketbook, because you just kind of spread out the expense. And then you're not out, you know, whopping like hundreds of dollars before, like in one of your pay periods. So those are our little tips
to have a graceful December.
Yes, graceful.
All right, and we're going to share with you a song now.
Yeah.
That comes from the album 2 to 3 Feet. It's an album of ukulele duets performed by Herb Ota Jr. and Daniel Ho. And this particular song is called Night Surfing. We thought this song had a kind of holiday feel to it, mm-hmm. So we thought it'd be appropriate. And after this song, we'll tell you about, or we'll remind you about the contest we have going to win this album. And then we'll just give a quick pep talk about prioritizing our health during this stressful holiday time.
Yes. Okay, so hope you enjoyed that song. If you really liked it, then you want to enter our contest. You have one more week to enter this contest, and it's to win Herb Ota Jr. and Daniel Ho's CD, 2 to 3 Feet, Ukuleles in Paradise 3. And not only that, but it is autographed to the GMG Girl Meets Girl loyal listener. And it's signed by both Daniel and Herb Ota.
To the Jr. loyal listener.
The loyal listener.
So how you enter is you just leave a comment on the Girl Meets Girl podcast .com site.
Or vote.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all.
Well, make sure your comment is actually on for this episode or the
last
previous
week's
episode.
Yeah.
Because this is a 2-week contest.
Okay, so back to moving through December gracefully and not stressfully.
And not being all sick. Because if you're all sick, that's not very graceful.
Right.
It's kind of ugly. You know, kind of a turn off. So stay healthy.
But a lot of times you can be sick because you're stressed. So
right.
If you take our list making tips that we shared earlier, then that should help with some of the potential stress out there with gift getting, buying. So why don't we first cover, now we've spoken about this before, but it's just, that's why we're just going to do a little recap. Mm-hmm. The physical immune system. Let's cover some of that.
Okay, like drinking lots of water.
Drink a ton of water, people. Yeah, drink a ton of water.
It helps you to get rid of toxins in your body,
mm-hmm.
and helps your body keep running smoothly, because if your body has a lot of toxins in it, then it's going to start getting overwhelmed and it's going to succumb. It's going to give in. It's going to, the defenses will be overrun by the germies and the viruses.
Yes, drink a lot of water. And a lot of times you might find yourself tired during the day. It could be because you're dehydrated. So water...
You could have a headache because you're dehydrated.
Yeah. So water really... and we're speaking for ourselves as well. Really, we would like to have that become a practice that's the first thing we do. Mm-hmm. Like if we're like, oh, I don't know, I think I might be hungry. Or, oh, I'm kind of tired. Drink a glass of water. A fresh glass of water. And sometimes that really does the trick. So you want to stay hydrated, and it also helps your vocal cords, because during the holidays, you'll never know if someone's going to ask you to sing a Christmas carol.
That's right. You could be ambushed by a carol stalker.
Yeah. And they might want you to sing something to make them happy.
Like Rudolph or something.
Yeah. You know, or they may want something a little serious. So you just want, like, your vocal cords ready.
Like Oh Holy Night.
Yeah. And well, boy, you better be ready if you're going to sing that song. Yeah. So anyways, drink a lot of water. And then along with the other... now we're going to talk a little bit about supplements, okay? And I know people get, you know, overwhelmed because there are so many darn supplements out there. But we're not saying you need to do these things, but we're just going to share what we do because it works for us. And, you know, find out what works for you. But and now Toast and I don't take these every single day. We don't take all of them every single day because we try to eat pretty healthy. When we're not eating very healthy, we make sure that we're taking these all every day. So what's in our vitamin cabinet is a good multivitamin, okay? Preferably one that does not have calcium supplements in them.
And Sienna will tell you why soon, and right?
In a very short, let me just tell them really quickly.
Okay,
now.
Yes. Well, I think it's very good to know. And
it is
very
really
valuable
to know. Now, this might be something, especially for people who find themselves pretty achy.
Like
joint achy.
Joints and neck and shoulders.
Crickety,
and all tight like that.
Tight, sore, pain. It could be from too much calcium. And we're not talking about calcium from wonderful leafy greens and natural sources like algae and all of that stuff. As we allow that, what is that? Motorcycle? A tractor going down the street?
What is that?
A tractor.
a tractor in fifth gear.
A tractor
ripping down the street.
We're talking more about the calcium that is from shells,
like
oysters,
coral, like that.
Coral.
What they have in the bottles,
bone
right?
Sources.
Okay.
Those types of calcium, and this is, it's pretty recent. Well, the findings aren't recent, but only recently have they been exposed to a lot of us.
Okay.
So if you do some Googling, you'll find some information. But anyways, And you need to do what you feel is right. For Toast and I, what has felt right is to throw out our multivitamin that has calcium supplements. We're no longer taking extra calcium supplements like we were told, you know, that extra 1,200 milligrams a day. Because that does cause, according to things we've read, calcification in your joints, in places in your body that's stagnant or where you have blockage. It has also been known to cause arthritis, joint pain, different types of cancers, heart attacks, the calcification in the veins, you know, and even hypothyroid. Mm. Hypothyroid, and so many things that we think is just like, oh, I'm just sore, right, you know, or right. Oh, I got a heart attack from eating too much, whatever. Not saying that doesn't have a factor in it, mm-hmm. but too much calcium could be the problem for you. That's the short story of it.
So Google it.
Google it. Do your own research. Find out everything you can about it because it really is something worth looking into. And the whole thing about that is we've been told that calcium is what builds bone. Okay. Yeah, sort of. But not just calcium. We also need magnesium. We need silica. We need boron. We need so many other minerals. And so we can't build bone with just over calcifying the body.
Right. By eating bones. You don't build bones by eating bones.
Exactly.
Basically.
So what you might want to consider is just taking a supplement that has that you make sure has magnesium, silica in it, you know, that will really help you build your bones from what we've read. And this is what we are trying.
And I guess, you know, what we could do is put up in the show notes, put up links to the products that we use.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, okay, so we take a multivitamin. We take vitamin C, and we buy the type that has rose hips in it. And we also buy vitamin C that comes in 1,000 milligram tablets because we need a lot of vitamin C. We need a lot more than we think. We don't just need the 60 milligrams that is what they say to take. You know, we need at least, from what we've read, 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day. So that would be like 2 to 3 of the capsules a day. Mm-hmm. We take about 2,000 a day. And again, D3, which we told you about, is excellent for the immune system. It's excellent for any types of depression, which might be high right now because of the seasons changing and all of that, and it's darker now. Make sure, though, your vitamin D is vitamin D3, and that also it is not fortified with calcium. So much of the vitamin D3s out there has calcium in it, so watch out for the extra calcium in there. Then we also take magnesium, a liquid supplement. We take silica, a capsule. We also take some B12 every now and then. And we take flaxseed oil, okay, for the omega-3s. So that's a long list. But again, we don't take it every single day. So again, to recap, we take a multivitamin, vitamin C with rose hips in the 1,000 milligram type tablets or capsules. We take a D3 that does not have extra calcium in there. We take a magnesium liquid supplement, silica, B12, and flaxseed oil for the omega-3s. So for you vegans out there, you don't have to rely on omega-3s from fish oils. You can get it from flax seeds. So those are some vitamins that will help take the edge off of any kind of thing that might be happening during this time that can often be stressful. And water.
And of course, the best thing is to eat whole fruits, whole vegetables.
Yes.
you know, not out of cans, trying to eat locally, you know, try to stay away from processed foods. I mean, that's the very, very best thing to get your vitamins and your minerals and
stuff
directly from where it comes from in the first place, which is not from a capsule. It's it's from the food.
Yeah. We're not like, and don't think like we're not all vitamin people, you know,
after telling you all of the things we take,
we're not like all like vitamin pushers or like, you know, oh my God, vitamins. We have it because sometimes we know that there might be some things missing when, you know, because, you know, also too, like when you're eating organic, the quality of our soil these days is not very
it's not what it used
good,
to be 100 years ago.
Even if it's organic, you know, so unfortunately at this time we are missing a lot of nutrients unless you're growing it yourself, which oftentimes, you know, a lot of us don't have the space or time to do.
And even then, the soil that you buy, you know, if you buy, if you purchase soil out of a bag, you know, you don't know what's in it and stuff. So anyway,
who's that? That's Ellen.
That's Ellen.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the next one.
Okay. Get sleep.
Sounds simple, but it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, you have to sometimes make yourself, you know, like, hey, I'm going to close the book now. I'm going to shut off the computer now. I'm going to turn off the TV now. I'm going to put down the video game, you know, but your body will totally thank you. We found out about a study that found that people who, it compared people who got 7 hours of sleep, which you'd think of as pretty good.
Yeah, seven hours, yeah.
But it compared a bunch of people who got 7 hours of sleep to people who got 8 hours of sleep. And it found that the people who got 7 hours were 75% more likely to catch a cold.
Isn't that just amazing?
Like 1 hour difference.
Like that hour makes a huge difference. Yeah. So try and get your 8 hours of sleep. And so some words to the wise night owls out there who like to stay up late, which includes both Toast and myself. I mean, you know, it took a long time for us to get used to waking up early. But what you can do is to set, if you're planning to go to bed at 10, or you should, your ideal time is to go to bed at 10 and not maybe midnight or 1 a.m., which might be what you're used to. You have to start early. You have to start like an hour before your target time. You know, start turning things off. Really start creating that environment of peace and calm and quiet. And turn all the stimulants off, you know, like the computer, like Toast was saying, the TV, all of that stuff. Just quiet your brain, the environment. You know, you can light a candle if you want just to create that vibe. Also, make sure you don't have caffeine.
Right.
You know.
What's great is all of these things we're talking about. A lot of water, a lot of good whole foods, a lot of sleep, and, of course, the other thing is exercise. But they all go hand in hand. If you are eating well and exercising and drinking a lot of water, you're probably going to find it easier to fall asleep.
That's so true.
Know? Yeah. And vice versa. If you have a good sleep, you're going to feel like, okay, I have energy enough to exercise, to be disciplined and choose good things for myself.
And also for those of you who, you know, it's hard to fit exercise in, or where you live, it's so cold, you don't want to go outside and exercise or whatnot, at least make a commitment to stretch every day. There's always time to stretch. You just got to do it. You know, if you're listening to a podcast like ours, you can stretch while you're listening to it.
Right.
Or if you're watching,
even watching
the news,
TV.
Stretch, you know. Yeah. I mean, there really is no excuse to not at least stretch. And trust us, stretching does wonders. I mean, it's bringing, it's circulating in your body. You know, it's helping circulation, your muscle tone. It helps to just relieve some aches a lot of times. But you can't just do it like once a week. You know, you gotta do it more regular, more regularly than that.
Yeah.
So those are some things.
That's our pep talk for ourselves and for you, the listener, and let's just all keep encouraging each other to take the best care of ourselves.
Let's add one last little tidbit.
Oh, okay. A bonus.
Okay, so that was, I guess you could consider all of that being like the physical immune system.
Yes.
So what about our emotional?
Because our emotions affect our physical?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So one big thing this holiday season is don't overcommit to social engagements.
So don't book your calendar back to back to back.
Don't.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, give yourself some breather time to really enjoy the holidays. And also another tip would be to not only to not overbook, but make sure that the things you are saying yes to are things you really want to do. You know, that will really help to bring a lot of joy into your holiday season if all the social things you're attending mm-hmm. are places you really want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we all know those times when you feel obligated and it's like, oh, we got to go, you know?
Right.
And I know it's hard sometimes. Though.
Yeah,
I know it's
honestly,
hard.
There might be some things where it's like, yeah, you can't, you have to go. You have to.
That's true.
Because
yeah.
if you don't, you're just being a big a-hole. You know, like seriously. So
no, yeah, I know.
That what you have to do in those situations is change your perspective.
Yeah, change your perspective and know that, hey, be glad you don't live there.
Right.
Right?
Or whatever.
Be glad
else you
that
can
it's
come
only
up
one
with.
Night.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And just change your tune. Change your tune yeah. and build around that event. Build around events of joy. Because that will help to just reboot yourself with a lot of joy. And mm-hmm. so, but if given the immediate choice and, you know, that it's just totally clear that you can say yes or no without any kind of other impending stress, choose what brings you joy.
Yes. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. So grace to all of you.
This is Toast saying thanks and have a good week.
And this is Sienna saying yes.
Amen.
Sister Fran.
GirlMeetsGirlPodcast.com and GirlMeetsGirl.net. Have a great week.
And enter the contest and vote. And happy December. And we also forgot to just send a big mahalo to all of you who ordered through iHerb.com, the internet site that has every single vitamin and natural supplement that you might ever need, really. And thank you for using the code GIR278. With that code, you get $5 off any size order. But that helps to support our podcast. So thanks to all of you who went ahead and used that code and also supported the podcast and supported yourself in health. So thank you.